This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Sports Saturday, the first Saturday where we are coming off of a full night of high school basketball. My goodness, how quickly it changed in just a few short days. Of course, the big news coming, what was it, Thursday, about Region 4 moving into Phase 4. So the entire state of Illinois has now been cleared to play basketball, and there was all sorts of action last night. We've got a full show for you today to kind of catch up on what has been going on around the area in terms of basketball. We're going to talk with North Mac head coach TJ Wilson momentarily. We've got Hillsborough coach Joe Vanzo this hour, Nokomis coach Dan DeWerf, and Carlinville girls coach Darren Deneve all lined up for you here this morning on Sports Saturday. Basketball on the radio today, as well as Nokomis will be at Staunton and Boys Action. We'll have live coverage beginning at around 2 o'clock today on WSMI FM 106. Some of the scores from last night. Greenville beat Roxana at the buzzer 47-46 in a game heard on FM 106. Hillsborough over Vandalia 72-60. Pleasant Plains topped Nokomis by the final of 43-35. It was Calhoun over Carthenville 46-37. Auburn beat Springfield Lutheran 62-49. And Springfield High beat North Mac last night 74-34. And we are happy to be joined on the phone right now by North Mac head coach TJ Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, TJ, it is fantastic to be able to talk to you here with basketball on the docket being played. And before we get to last night, just kind of take us through what these last couple of weeks have been like for the North Mac Panthers.
Oh, it's been in fast forward. You know, you usually have at least 12 practices to try to get ready, and we tried to get ready in like 8. So, I mean, I'm just happy we're playing. That's why I told the kids last night, just enjoy every game because you don't know. We might get shut down Monday. Mm-hmm. You just don't know.
I think that's going to be my theme for the year, TJ, is just enjoy the opportunity that the kids get to play. Because quite frankly, I didn't think there was going to be a basketball season, really, until it was official.
No, that's why I told the kids last time before the game. I said, 3 weeks ago, I didn't think this was going to happen. I'd already just decided, you know, Tanner and I talked about it. It sucks, but It's just the way it is. We're not going to be able to play. So I'm just happy they're playing.
And I know, TJ, you've been doing this a long time, and every team is special in their own way. But this year's squad, for you, has that personal touch with your son, Tanner, being in his senior year. And you just have a different type of connection with that whole senior group because you've been around them a long time now.
Yeah, I coached them when they were in, I don't know, fifth and sixth grade. So I've just, I got a pretty special connection with them, and it's, you know, I don't have many of them left. I told Mr. Downs when I retire they're going to have to hire somebody nicer because we have a lot of kids that come out as freshmen and we don't have very many when they're seniors, so maybe you can get somebody that can keep them out.
And TJ, your fire, that has always been, I think, what has separated you from a lot of the programs around, and you can always see that in your kids. But this year, no fans, just so many different element. So in a lot of ways, you have to bring your own energy to the game now.
Yeah, it was kind of, Tanner and I talked about it, and it's kind of just a weird feeling last night, not having any fans there. But he said to me afterwards when we were driving home, he said, "It didn't bother me, Dad. I'm just glad we're playing."
And I think that is what a lot of kids will just kind of come away with this year, is I'm just happy to be playing. Now, from a basketball perspective, you mentioned it, just not a lot of time to get prepared. And I had a coach tell me last week, if it looks like we haven't played in a year, it's because we haven't.
No, we haven't. I mean, because we didn't get to do anything in the summer. We had, I think we had 2 open gyms in the fall before we went remote. And once we went remote, they told us we couldn't do anything else. And then I had 2 open gyms 2 weeks ago when it opened back up, and I didn't start official practice until I, you know, knew there was going to be a season, because I told the kids we're not going to come in here 5 days a week unless we know we're going to be able to play games, because I'm not that much fun to be around if we're not actually going to get a game.
talking with T.J. Wilson, the North Mac boys head coach. And I guess, T.J., one of the, I guess you call it a good thing about this type of season is you get to maybe schedule some teams you wouldn't normally put on the schedule. And last night was a good example, putting Springfield High out there.
Yeah, it was. It was good for our kids. I told them before we played last night, they'll never see the quickness we saw last night in the Sangamon Conference or anybody we play. So I had a couple people ask me, said, why would you play that game? And my answer to them was, why not?
Right.
I mean, this is the type of year that we were supposed to play Jerseyville also. We had that scheduled before all this crap happened, and we didn't get to get that one back on the schedule, but, you know, we were going to have Jersey. We already had Springfield High on the schedule for this year if we were going to have a normal year, but I was glad we got to play them last night. Our kids learned a lot of things, and things that I've been telling them in practice and telling the kids we got to get our crossover lower, and we found that last night because we got ripped a lot.
And, you know, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, TJ, but there's a big difference between small school basketball and big school basketball. There just is.
Yeah, it was just the quickness and athleticism of them. Our goal was to not give them layups, and they had a lot of layups and a lot of dunks. But, you know, it's just we weren't quite in shape. And I think the first half they scored one time against our half-court man. And we didn't play them zone. We played a man. So the kids were going to – we actually worked on some zone this week, which we very rarely do. But we never played it last night. I was happy with the kids, how they battled. It's just they just didn't – we just couldn't compete with their athleticism.
Well, and you mentioned really not being in shape. That's going to be a theme for every team, boys and girls, all year long, just striving and fighting to get in shape. And part of that, of course, obviously – not the normal work before the season starts, but you mentioned the lack of stuff in the summer. And if you're not around sports, maybe you don't appreciate how much work actually gets done in the summer.
Well, to be honest with you, it was good and bad. It was 20 years, and I really actually enjoyed my summer. I felt bad for the kids that they didn't play, but, you don't realize. I mean, we try to play in the summer in as many shootouts and things where we're not going to see people, and we try to get in ones that, you know, we're going to see bigger schools just to try to prepare for the season. We didn't get any of that, and that really helped us, I think, when we went into Tanner's sophomore year. I think we played about 30, 35 games, and we played a lot of big schools, really good competition, and it helps, and we didn't get any of that, but nobody did, so it's fair for everybody.
And, you know, I've been thinking about this, trying to put myself in these seniors' kids' shoes, and what would I have felt if my senior year would have been stripped away and then brought back in this type of fashion? I don't know how I would have reacted, but how has Tanner taken this?
Well, I mean, in the beginning, we were still shooting a lot, going over to the gym, and then probably the last month before the season started, we didn't even go to the gym, and people probably think that I push him to go in there, and that's the opposite. Mm-hmm. He's wanting me to go over there and shoot on days when sometimes I don't want to, but he didn't do much, I'll be honest with you, the last month. I mean, he just thought it was a wash and it was over, and I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't hardly go to the gym, so he's better now. I think it really hurt him during, and I'm sure it hurt all the kids during Christmas, like right. When it was the Waverly Holiday Tournament. But we actually are going to get to play at the end of the year, so won't be the same, but at least we get to play it.
Yeah, that will be a neat experience. Hopefully that will work out when we get to the last week of the season. And I guess,
yeah.
TJ, my final thing for you, the masks. How do you think that has gone? Has it been a problem, or have the kids adjusted pretty seamlessly?
Tim, it's not. I mean, it hadn't been one problem, I think, because they've had to wear them so long. If we'd have done this last year, we know when we immediately started the shutdown and told them they had to wear them, it's been a pain in the butt. But I don't have any problems, and I actually keep mine on.
Even
I
when you're yelling?
The whole time last night. Yes, last night, and the whole time. I told the kids we were just going to play this year, and I wasn't going to get excited, but that lasted about 30 seconds last night.
Well, TJ, I'm going to say that's 25 seconds longer than I would have bet that it would have lasted.
at a buddy said he watched, and he said, "You didn't call a timeout within the first minute." I was happy for you. I said, "Well, it was about 2 minutes, and they got about four offensive rebounds, and I called one."
TJ Wilson, always enjoy talking to you. Always love watching your teams compete, and enjoy the sprint.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
That is TJ Wilson, the head coach of the North Mac Panthers, and we'll have North Mac on the radio a week from today when they travel to Southwestern to take on the Piasaw Birds. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Much more to do. We still got Joe Vanzo coming up. We still got Dan DeWerf on the way and Carlinville girls coach Darren Deneve all joining us here on Sports Saturday. We're back. Not that anybody cares one way or another, but I'm back in studio for the first time since this whole mess started. I've been doing everything from home since the pandemic started, but here I am today in the studio, and man, does it feel good. Felt great to be in a gym last night. It feels great to be in the studio this morning here on Sports Saturday, and just a completely, obviously, weird feeling in the gymnasium last night. We're going to talk with Darren Deneve here momentarily. We had the Carlinville Greenfield Northwestern game on the radio last night, and a socially distanced crowd, obviously, at the Big House on West Main. The benches were up on the stage. The scorer's table was on the stage, so just a totally different look, totally different feel, of course, last night and really across the entire state with masks in play. And heard Jen reading the weather forecast. Why not, huh? Isn't that about right? We finally get high school basketball back, and here comes the winter weather. It hasn't snowed or iced all winter. It's been pleasant to sit outside even. And now we get our basketball back, and we got winter weather advisors. We got multiple inches of snow in the forecast. Can we not catch a break? My goodness gracious. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that the weather is not going to play a factor. We only got a 5-week season here. We can't afford to have games canceled because of weather. We're already going to have enough issues with scheduling, with the pandemic issues. You throw Mother Nature into it, and it could get rather dicey rather quickly. So hopefully snow will not be an issue here over the next week or so across mid-Illinois. You can find all the scores, by the way, on the scoreboard at WSMIRadio.com. Also, podcasts available. We got both ball games from last night, Carlinville Greenfield Northwestern Girls, Hillsborough Vandalia Boys, both available podcasts online at WSMIRadio.com. Happy to be joined on the telephone right now by Carlinville Girls Head Coach and Athletic Director Darren Deneve. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tim. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I was like a kid on Christmas morning. I was on cloud nine the whole way home. Just was great to be in a gym last night. How excited were your girls leading up to that ball game last night?
I think they were very excited. You know, a little apprehensive. It's something they haven't done for a while. But by the same token, very excited. And, you know, we're all just fortunate to be playing. And so, you know, it was fun to get out there and coach them up a little bit and watch them play. And, you know, the outcome wasn't exactly what we needed or wanted. But, you know, by the same token, big picture here, it was really nice to be able to get a game in.
And I tell you what, that Greenfield Northwestern squad you played last night, that's a talented bunch. They're going to win quite a few games this year.
Oh, definitely. They've got some good players, you know, in particular, Alexis Pullman and Jessa Vetter. They're two of the better players that we'll see all year. And so we knew that going in. We've been playing them since they were sixth grade. As you know, my daughter was a senior last year. I can remember when she was in seventh grade and we went to Greenfield, and they played a lot of their sixth graders in the game. And anyway, they beat us. And so, you know, we're familiar with them. And so they're some good players, and I had a good game last night.
And of course, for Greenfield Northwestern, that was their second game of the year. And normally at the beginning of the year, that's not really an issue. But in this year, I think with you having your first game last night and Greenfield Northwestern having already played a game under these conditions, they probably had a little bit of an advantage early. It certainly seemed the first few minutes it took a little bit of time for your girls to kind of get acclimated to just the whole scenario.
I think that's right. And you couple that with the fact that we really haven't had that much practice, and
So you haven't had much practice. You're not really in the best of shape. You haven't put everything in that you would normally have put in, and then, like you say, it's your first game. And so that all adds up to being a little uncomfortable. But, you know, it's everybody's kind of in the same boat.
We'll
fight
yeah.
through it just like everybody else.
That's exactly right. And I mentioned it to T.J. Wilson, but I don't know that it's necessarily appreciated across the board how important summer work is to get a basketball team ready. A lot of times you think, it's just open gym. They're in there just running around, getting some shots up. It's a lot more than that.
It is. And, you know, in particular, we have three players who have a lot of varsity experience, and then really after that, not a whole lot of varsity experience. And so they didn't get a summertime to come into the gym and learn what we do. And for that matter, you know, even summer league games, you at least get used to the speed of play that you need to have in order to play varsity basketball. And so we had, I don't know, let's see, however, we had probably five girls last night who saw their, you know, first significant varsity action, maybe four. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the point is that it takes a little bit, and the summertime helps with that, and practice helps with that. And, you know, we're just sort of rolling the ball out there and hoping it all works out, which is, you know, it's fun. We're all good.
And, Darren, you've been doing this a long time, and obviously you mentioned kind of your big three with Jill State and Aaron Seal and Gracie Reels. You know what you're going to get from them most of the time, night in, night out. But the high school coach and teacher, and you had to just be so happy for the Addie Pauls and the Macy Galls last night.
Yeah, you know, I think they got out there and had a little success and enjoyed it. Addie got quite a bit of experience the first couple of years of high school, and even played a little varsity as a sophomore. But she hadn't been in a basketball uniform for a little while, and she showed a lot of poise, I thought, last night, and did a good job. And we kind of gave Macy some basic rules to follow, and she totally succeeded in exactly what she was supposed to do, and was able to show that she's got some good hands and some athleticism and some, you know, she's.
She showed some range last night.
What's that?
She showed some range.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, she's got some sort of athletic intelligence, I guess you would say. And so we were pleased with those girls. And, you know, Lily Reels did a good job. And, you know, she's obviously Gracie's little sister. But, you know, she had a knee injury last year, so didn't even get a full JV season as a freshman. And then she had an injury back in middle school. Didn't get full season in middle school, and so she just needs some court time, and she's going to be just fine.
Darren, you just used a phrase that I'm not familiar with. I don't know that I've ever heard it. Athletic intelligence. What in the world is that?
Well, I just sort of made it up, too, but, you know, it's just one of those things where some people have an instinct for doing things, I guess. I don't know. There's people that have an instinct for solving math problems, and people have an instinct for, I guess, playing sports. I don't know what I meant exactly, but
sounded good. I like it.
I suppose she just has some good, you know, good instinct about it. And for that matter, she's able to pick up on instructions pretty easily. I guess maybe that's more to the point. In practice, we don't have to explain things a lot to her.
Talking with Darren Deneve, the Carlinville girls basketball coach and athletic director. And Darren, when I walked in the Carlinville last night after I got my temperature screening, I immediately noticed it smells like a hospital up in here. I mean, talk about all the protocols and just the different things that went into hosting that game last night.
You know, a better person to talk to in a way is Pat Drew, our principal. He's been really diligent about, you know, making sure that we are following all the rules. And, you know, we got our custodians disinfecting everything. And he was in the gym disinfecting things himself a little bit last night before the game. And, you know, each team's got their own rack of balls. We got two different game balls. We're wiping stuff down. Like you say, everybody's getting their temperature checked and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the masks. And yeah, you're right. It's got a different feel to it for sure. But, you know, you want to try to keep everybody as safe as possible in the game and in school and just in general. And so We're doing our best here at the high school between, like I say, Pat Drew and our custodians, and Dr. Shookman, our superintendent, has been terrific as well.
And, I mean, obviously a lot has been made about masks being required. And from what I saw last night broadcasting your game, it didn't seem, and T.J. Wilson alluded to this, the kids don't have a problem with it, but I was surprised to see the masks staying up over the nose and mouth as well as they did.
Well, we've been communicating it, and we're not going to pretend that they don't, you know, sink down every now and then, because that's hard to do. But you're right. I think, and I talked to Jeremy Lance a little bit before the game. Kids are just simply put more flexible than adults.
So true.
They're able to adapt to things pretty quickly, and we just kind of tell them this is how it is, or this is how the rules are, and we need you to do your best. And kids are willing to do their best. And I've noticed that during the school day as well. It's all of these adjustments that we make, in some ways, the kids are a lot better at making them than the adults sometimes.
You know, Darren, a team shoe used to be the thing. You know, everybody gets the same shoe and you look good. Carlin, though, you guys had team masks. That looked pretty slick.
Well, we just got them in yesterday, too. Tim Tartar at First of the Finish was able to get them designed for us, and we bought them from them, and we got them in just yesterday at noon, and the girls found that they were pretty breathable, too, which was really the key. It's nice that they look good, but they were of a fabric that were pretty breathable, and I think they were pretty happy with them. And some of our girls have put like this, I don't know what you would call it, like a plastic form around their nose and mouth that the mask still goes over, and it helps you not to suck the mask in as you breathe. And I think they found that to be helpful too. And so I don't know, it's totally different out there. I feel for them in those things, but like I said, I think they're probably handling it way better than I ever would.
Darren, this obviously is going to be such a different season. I might have mentioned the last time on the broadcast, wins and losses to me are very much secondary this year. It's just about the kids getting the opportunity to play, because, man, even this time last week, it's like, I don't know if it's really going to happen.
Yeah, I know. And for that matter, you know, we could find ourselves in a quarantine or something like that, where we have a couple weeks off. And if you have a couple weeks off in a one-month season, then you don't get as, you know, near as many games in. And so you just sort of, like you say, you have to sort of appreciate the opportunity when you get it, and be happy for them and take advantage of it. And you're right. It's a lot less about wins and losses, and it's about, you know, sort of well-being of the kids. You know, the exercise is good for them. Being part of the team is good for their, you know, social well-being. And it's just it's a healthy kind of activity in more ways than just physical exercise. And so it's just nice for them to be able to have that opportunity. And I think maybe even moving forward, we'll try to remember that a little bit more than we have in the past.
Well said, Darren. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, and stay healthy throughout the year.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
That is Darren Deneed, the head coach, the girls' head coach at Carlinville, and the athletic director for the Carlinville Cavaliers. And, hey, hats off to all athletic directors, all administration officials doing so much extra work, making sure that their gymnasiums are safe for the kids to come in and compete. So you see your local AD, you see your local administrators, thank them. Socially distanced, of course, thank them socially distanced, but just never forget what these ADs and school administrators have done to make this basketball season possible. Last night, a new era began for Nokomis basketball. Of course, Steve Kimbrough's final season was last year, and my gosh, there was no way to know it at the time, but at least Coach Kimbrough had his career end on the floor and not because of a pandemic cancellation. And so the last time we saw Nokomis before last night on the floor was in that regional final against Central A&M, and last night, Dan DeWerf led Nokomis into battle for the first time. Two brand-name programs going at it with Pleasant Plains and Nokomis. And we're happy to be joined on the phone right now by Nokomis head coach Dan DeWerff. Dan, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Hey, doing very good. And I don't imagine you would have thought that the first game of your high school coaching career at Nokomis would not start with a jump ball. That's a little different.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's I've talked about it with other coaches, and I really don't see the rationale in it, but it is what it is. So, you know, we were on the road last night, so we got the ball first. But
I'm with you there, Dan, because if I don't know why the jump ball would be more dangerous than the game itself, but that if that's what it takes to play, that's what it takes to play, so be it, I guess.
Yeah, we just roll with it, and we get the opportunity to play, so it's all good. We'll make it work.
That's right. Dan, obviously, when you're in the first year at a program, and you're a known commodity there, the kids know you from your time in the lower levels, but not having the normal off season in your first year, I know everybody's in the same boat here, but with it being your first year in a program like Nokomis, just talk about what it was like not having the traditional work leading up to that game last night.
It's a little challenging because, first off, defensively, we're doing the same thing as what Nokomis has done for the last 40-some years. So, I mean, that made it easier. But just offensively and seeing what, guys kind of carving out roles for themselves too. And, we lost more than 35 points a game from last year from Carter and Alex. So, guys who weren't necessarily asked to score from last year are going to be asked to do more so this year. And, that's probably one of the biggest challenges. I mean, I've been, this is my fifth year back home, and, just knowing the kids and had a chance to coach a lot of them, that makes it a lot easier. But just from a basketball standpoint, that's probably been one of the biggest challenges.
And you've got, like you said, varsity minutes returning, but not really a lot of varsity scoring. And you kind of alluded to it, but that is a big role change for and Evan Herbstreit. He's been a distributor most of his career, but now he's going to be asked to fill it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, he played significant minutes, going back to the sophomore year. And, last night, well, we asked a lot out of him. I mean, he's got to run the team. He's a point on our press on the defensive end. And he's going to be asked to score, too. And, he doesn't shy away from the responsibility he has. And, he's a great leader, and he really sets the tone for the rest of the team. He never complains. He just works hard. And, that makes my job a lot easier. And, he did a good job last night of running our offense and picking his spots when to score. And, it was definitely a benefit having that senior leader out there when we were going against a team like Plains.
And you mentioned, playing the same style defensively, of course. That requires a certain level of being in shape. And I would imagine that you're in the same boat as everybody else where the kids are just going to have to work into that here as the games progress.
Obviously, game shape is much different from being in practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to think we work pretty hard in practice, but, we got to about midway through the fourth quarter last night. You could tell we were dragging a little bit, so I'm sure everybody was who had their first game last night, too. But we just have to battle through it and don't make any excuses and get the job done. And, that's what we've been preaching to the boys is just do your job and play hard and, that's all we can ask from them.
Talking with Dan DeWerff, the new head coach at Nokomis. And, Dan, I'm just curious, obviously, replacing the legend that is Steve Kimbrough, you're keeping the 1-2-2 in place, of course. I'm just curious, though, there's things you're going to take from Coach Kimbrough, but there's going to be certain things that you do that maybe Coach Kimbrough wouldn't have done or done them differently. What will be your stamp, I guess, on the program where people might say, oh, okay, that's a little bit different?
I said, we put in a new man-to-man offense, and that's probably been something that, I'd say people would notice a difference, between the two. We might look to push the ball for a little bit more in transition, but, you know, defensively, it's the same. I mean, we're playing, you know, tough nose defense, rebounds, and, you know, we don't have necessarily, you know, a 6 foot five or 6 foot six post player, so we might be a little bit more reliant on our guard play this year. But, you know, in terms of our philosophy offensively, it's still take care of the ball and be strong with it and, you know, hit the offensive glass too. So, you know, maybe the way we go about it's a little bit different, but, you know, the emphasis is still the same.
How have your kids been adjusting and adapting to these strange circumstances? It seems like the masks aren't really going to be that big of a deal. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, no one would prefer to play with the mask
right
on, but the kids have adjusted. I mean, you know, they just play through it, and they realize, you know, we either wear the mask or we don't play. Mm-hmm. And that's something we talked about from the time we had our contact days back in the fall, is that, you know, if we want to play, we're going to have to wear the mask. And there's no use complaining about it. Everybody else is going to have to do it, so don't make any excuses and just push through it. So it's, you know, it affects their conditioning, you know, but hopefully we adjust to it and, you know, don't use it as a crutch as to why we're not getting things done.
Yeah, because, I mean, you are correct. Everyone is in the same boat, so to speak. It's a boat that nobody wishes they were in, but we all find ourselves lumped into it. But from your seniors' perspective, obviously, and Evan Herbstreit, you mentioned, he's put so much time into this Nokomis program, really throughout his entire life. And to have the senior year wind up like this, certainly nothing ideal about it, but at least they will get to play and go out on the floor.
Yeah, I think that's just, you know, the biggest concern the guys obviously had back in the fall. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago if we would have been playing right now, I probably would have said no. Yeah. I mean, the outlook just didn't look very bright, but, you know, all the guys, all four seniors, Seth Johnson, Benny Clavin, and Kendall Nodal, you know, they've put a lot of time, a lot of effort, into the program, and, you know, we're going to try to make the best of it, and I know they are too. You know, they showed a lot of leadership in practice, and, you know, I think it carried over. We saw that effect last night in the game, and the younger guys picked up on that. I think that's been, you know, the reason why Nokomis has had that success is that, you know, the seniors take pride, and the younger guys, you know, follow through with the examples they set, and, you know, we just had that continuity year in and year out.
And I'm just curious, last night, did Brian Pisco have any words of wisdom for you?
Well, Coach, you know, obviously he's my coach. I don't try to age him too much, but, I mean, he was my coach back in the 90s. And, you know, he told me at the end here, he says, I'm going to, you know, tell you what I think, and, you know, you can take it or leave it, but he's been through so many battles with Coach Kimbrough, and he's seen just about everything too. Very lucky to have a resource like him sit next to me on the bench and in practice every day. And you know, he's been not only a great mentor but a great friend too. And I'm lucky to have him sit next to me this year.
And that is such a cool scenario. That doesn't happen a whole heck of a lot, where you get to be on the same staff as the head coach with your coach. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing, too, is that, you know, Coach Pisco he's got no ego.
Right.
I mean, he just wants to help. And, you know, some guys could have one. You know, he's obviously been a head basketball coach going back to his days in Witt, and his success, you know, as a JV coach in Nokomis, and then also a head baseball coach. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have any ego. He just wants to to help out the program, help out the boys. And, you know, and I think that, you know, Coach Kimbo would tell you the same thing. You know, that goes into the success that we've had year in, year out, is we just got guys who want to win and want to do things the right way. And having someone like him is, you know, invaluable to not only me, but to the program.
Dan DeWerth, thank you for a few minutes of your time, and we'll see you this afternoon. We got Nokomis and Staunton live on the radio today. Kind of, what do you expect in game number two? Going to be a lot more, I guess, back-to-back games this year than you would normally see in a high school season.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at three, sometimes four games during the week. We just have to adjust, you know, on both ends of the floor, but we're still, you know, going to do what we're going to do, and we just got to do it to the best of, you know, our ability. And, you know, it may be a little bit different from years past, but, you know, I told them last night that, I mean, we could either be still there to thought and play, or we could practice for 2 hours. So I think, you know, for them, they'd much rather go over and play, and, you know, I've got no doubt that they'll put the effort in today.
Fantastic. Dan, thank you for a few minutes of your time, and enjoy the sprint.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much,
Tim. Right. That is Dan DeWerth, the head boys basketball coach at Nokomis. And, yep, we will have Nokomis at Staunton, 2 o'clock varsity tip. So we'll be on the air just in front of 2 o'clock today on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Our two broadcasts from last night, podcasted right now, WSMIRadio.com, Carlinville, Greenfield, Northwestern Girls, Hillsboro, Vandalia Boys. We need to get to another break here on Sports Saturday. On the other side, Topper head coach Joe Manzo when Sports Saturday rolls on. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much, and not so much for that weather forecast. That's putrid. Don't like the sound of that one bit. And can we not catch a break with the weather? We don't need snow and winter weather advisories now. We've got high school basketball to play. Isn't Mother Nature aware of our circumstance? We've only got 5 weeks to play as much as we can, and we can't be having weather get in the way. So hopefully everything will hold together, and we can just roll on with our truncated high school basketball season. Coming up today, told you, Nokomis at Staunton will be live here on FM 106 and boys action at 2. Other boys games today, Lincolnwood will host Sangamon Valley varsity game at 6:30. Southwestern travels to Jerseyville. Gillespie will be at Greenfield Northwestern. Both of those JV games begin at 1 o'clock. Vandalia's at North Clay, freshman at 4 o'clock. Auburn hosting Pawnee today. That will be varsity only beginning at 3:30. Lincoln is at Lanphier. That's a 2:30 varsity tip. Taylorville will host Porta today, also varsity beginning at 4:30. Some girls games today. Staunton is at Nokomis. Lincolnwood will host North Green. That'll be varsity only at noon. North Mac hosting South County. Southwestern entertains Jerseyville. Vandalia hosting Newton. Those JV games will start at 1 in Piasaw and Vandalia. 10 o'clock JV start at North Mac. And then you've got Auburn hosting Pawnee. Varsity only at 2 o'clock today. Last night, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers got off to a very nice start as they rolled into Vandalia and beat the Vandals 72-60. And head coach Joe Vanzo, good enough to join us on the phone right now. Good morning, coach.
Hello, Tim.
Well, that was a great way to start your campaign.
Good morning, Tim. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, there we are. All
right. How
are
you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And, hey, anytime you start your season with a road win, that's a fun bus ride home.
Absolutely. Last several years, we started off the year with Shelbyville, and they've been very good. We went to Carlisle Tournament, which is always has some heavy hitters. So it's been a while since we started the year 1-0, and we were really excited about it.
And coming in to this year, well, I guess at the end of last year before all this nonsense happened, we knew the Toppers were going to bring back a strong squad this year. So just what has the frustration level been within your program just with all the uncertainties and unknowns leading up to last night's game?
I mean, kids were definitely frustrated that we started practice back in November and then had to shut down. And then when I told them, you know, just a couple of weeks ago that we were going to start practice and it looked like that we were going to get this thing rolling, I don't really think that they believed me. And you know what? I'm not sure how much I believed it either.
Right.
But it was like Christmas morning for the last 2 weeks for me. just being around our kids and being able to practice every day. And, you know, it was really great for them to get that reward last night. You know, a lot of times you work really hard, you go through a lot of preparation, and sometimes it doesn't lead to winning games. But to see the smiles on our kids' faces after the game last night, it was so worth it.
And, Joe, you know, a lot of times, I'm not going to say kids don't like to practice, but let's be honest, kids aren't usually that thrilled about going to practice on a day-in, day-out basis. Not the case this year, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, I can see a bounce in their step at school a little bit, you know, excited to get back to normalcy, you know, having practice every single day. But also, I will say that whenever we got that schedule from Coach Duff, I mean, the kids were pretty excited. Playing Monday, Wednesday, Friday sounds like a pretty good deal for them. So.
That does work out pretty good. And it's going to be, obviously, a five-week sprint. And so as you go through this season here, you got so many different things to balance. And I guess the first thing is you got to get the kids in shape like they normally would be.
Yeah. I told the kids our first 5 or 6 days were going to be like preseason practice. You know, without a game in sight, and we were going to drill and you know, practice with a sense of urgency. And I was focused on getting them in good a shape as I could. And I was really pleased last night with our conditioning level. I didn't really know what to expect. Played 8 kids, got contributions from all of them. And I was just really pleased with how we performed.
And I know you had mentioned to me earlier about how this year you're really going to have to be prepared to play different lineup combinations that maybe you wouldn't normally do, just because you never know who's going to be available each night.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if something happens, you know, over the weekend or Monday, you know, we could get shut down for 2 weeks. So each time that we get to practice or get to play, you know, it's something that I'm not going to take for granted. And, you know, I felt like it was my first game coaching last night. I was so excited. And, you know, just winning the game was icing on the cake. I was just excited to get out there and see the kids compete and play together and come out with a win.
And, Joe, I've said it here this morning, but to me this year is just all about the opportunity. I mean, you're putting in the time, so, of course, you want to win as many games as you can. But I just get the sense that the wins and the losses, they're not going to be as important or as devastating maybe as they would be in a normal year.
Definitely. You know, it's put things in perspective. You know, you don't realize how much you miss something until it's gone. So, you know, just to get out there and have the opportunity to play, you know, of course we would love for the gym to be packed full of fans, but you know, we just want an opportunity to play, and it was just so great to get out there, and I'm so excited about next week.
How different was it being at a varsity game with, you know, what, maybe 25, 30 people there? That's just different.
You know, for me, it really wasn't different at all. It kind of felt like a summer game to me. The crowd was about the same. I actually really liked the bench being spread out the way that it was, because I felt like it was easier to coach kids individually on the bench. So that was kind of just a different aspect of it that I noticed throughout the game. So, you know, it once we threw the ball in and it was time to go, it felt very normal to me.
Like that was the biggest difference, besides the mask and nobody being there, but not starting the game with a jump ball, that certainly was different.
Yeah, I think it was Kyle Herschelman from the Journal News. He put the tip was at a certain time for the high school game that he was covering, and Darren Deneve was kind of poking fun at him. Hey, what's a tip? What's a jump ball? We don't do that anymore.
I hadn't even thought about that. I've been saying that all day. Tip at this time, tip at that time. No. And, Joe, how have the masks gone?
You know, masks really have been fine. It's been a non-issue. Kids are so used to wearing them now every day. wasn't a problem. I kept mine on the entire game. I might have pulled it down during a timeout or something. But, you know, kids are used to them. We wear them every day. There's no complaining about it. It's really a dead issue going forward, I think.
That is outstanding to hear. And just one final thing. You really have a great 1-2 punch in Mattush and Vogel.
Yeah. They've got a lot of floor experience, you know, playing a lot of sophomores last year started for us. You know, we can score inside and we can score outside with those two. Jace Keegan has played, you know, over 60 games over the last 2 years, and he's such a steady player for us. I had two sophomores last night, played tremendous games in their first varsity basketball game, Will Christian and Blaise Helton. Ian Malloy plays a great role for us, rebounding, finishing around the rim. And I got two young wings, and Bryce Connor and Addison Pollard, who gave us valuable minutes last night as well, when Teak was in foul trouble in the first half. And I was just very pleased. I thought our kids played with poise. Your first basketball game, you really don't know what to expect. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we need to work on. And, you know, first game, there was some sloppiness to it. But overall, I was very pleased with our effort.
And I think Jace is the only senior on your roster this year, correct?
That is correct.
And so, I mean, for him, you mentioned it, he's put so much into Hilltopper Athletics, not just basketball, over his time. So it has to just be really satisfying for you and really all of his teammates to know that he gets to at least go out on the floor. Not how he would have drawn it up, but at least he gets to play.
Absolutely. I've noticed a difference in him over the last couple of weeks. He just seems happier,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's probably true for a lot of kids around the state that, you know, that they're going to get an opportunity and a chance to play basketball. And he's a very solid all-around player, does a lot for us defensively and handling the ball and finishing. And it was great to – you know, it's great to see him get this opportunity and all our kids get this opportunity. And it was great to come out with the win.
Fantastic. Joe, thank you for a few minutes of your time and best of luck throughout the year, sir.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Joe Vans, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, joining us here on Sports Saturday. And that's going to wrap up the program. Thank you very much to North Mac coach TJ Wilson, Carlinville coach Darren Deneve, Nokomis coach Dan DeWerf, and Hillsboro coach Joe Vanzo for joining us here this morning on Sports Saturday. Fighting Illini basketball this afternoon, Wisconsin at Illinois. 12:30 pregame coverage on 105.3 The Ox. They will have the tip at 1:30 today on The Ox. And then high school hoops today, Nokomis at Staunton. We will have the ball thrown in from the sideline at about 2 today over on WSMI-FM 106, and of course we'll stream online at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinals spring training, by the way, 3 weeks from today.